This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Amy Holmes. While the president is touring an Indiana RV plant today, we thought we'd talk to some real-life avid RVers and learn about the camping life. With us calling in from the road is Ginny Thomas. You may not recognize her name, but surely you'll recognize her husband's Clarence. That's Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Ginny, good morning.
Good morning, Amy Holmes. I'm glad you found us.
Wow, the RVers.
Me
nice.
Too. So where are you calling in from? Where are you now?
We're in upstate New York. Since we got our used motor home back in 99, we've been 27 states, and we have found it's a wonderful life.
That's amazing. I heard you stayed in a Walmart parking lot the other night.
We have been in dozens of Walmart parking lots throughout the country. Actually, it's one of our favorite things to do if we're not having to plug in and we've got enough electricity and all that. But you can get a little shopping in, see part of real America. It's fun.
So fellow campers must be floored when they realize who's parked next door. Any funny stories?
Well, honestly, the best thing is when they don't know who we are. So Clarence gets recognized every once in a while, and that sort of puts a damper on things, because when we're out, we kind of like to be incognito, if you know what I mean.
Well, Mrs. Thomas, that raises the question. I wonder if the worst nightmare for your husband is waking up, going outside to fix breakfast, and seeing Antonin Scalia roasting marshmallows on a campfire next door.
Oh, well, that wouldn't be a nightmare. We love the Scalias, and he loves a lot of his colleagues. You know, it's not that there's anything bad that happens when he's recognized. What actually happens is we kind of get mobbed. We had to leave one site that they got so friendly and they looked forward to seeing us every year that there'd be 20 to 30 people waiting for him to come out of the bus. And so we just had to move on.
That's understandable. So have you seen a spike this summer in camping, possibly as a result of the recession?
Well, you know, campers are very resilient, Amy, and, you know, if gas goes up or it's the cost of camping changes or if it's difficult to fit it in, they're going to find a way, I think, to vacation. There's a whole range of campers, from tents to pop-ups to fifth-wheelers to all sorts of things out here in Camp America. And they're people who love their family, they love the simple life, they love to get away but not spend a whole lot of money. And so that's what's going on. And people said it's flyover country. It really is. It's the best of America out here.
So who does the cooking? Do you share that responsibility?
Well, he usually does a lot of the cooking at home. I think we share it. He does some grilling when we're out here, and I fix some other things.
Oh, that's nice. That's great.
So where are you guys headed next?
We're going further up into the Adirondacks soon, later today, actually, and we're going to meet some families from Texas.
Well, that's beautiful country up there. So okay, before you go, are you Van Hoolers? Are you Winnebagoers? Are you Monacoers? What kind of RV are you driving?
If I can get this right, it's a 40-foot Prevost bus that's been redone by Marathon coaches. And we need 50-amp hookup, so I get to be the navigator and ask if there's space for us every place we go.
Deluxe.
Well, please tell the justice hello for me. I'm assuming he can't be too far away in an RV.
He's right around the corner, and he says hi to his friend Amy. Good to talk to you.
Thanks for coming on. Thanks so much.
Have fun. Bye.
Happy trip.